Deuteronomy chapter 12, let's read verses 11 to 14. Amen.
Then
there will be the place where the Lord your God chooses to make his name abide. There you shall bring all that I commanded you, your burnt offerings, your sacrifices, your tithes, the heave offerings of your hand, and all your choice offerings which you bow to the Lord. And you shall rejoice before the Lord your God, you and your sons and your daughters, and your male and female servants, and the Levite who is within your gates, since he has no portion nor inheritance with you. Take heed to yourself that you do not offer your burnt offerings in every place that you see, but in the place which the Lord chooses, in one of your tribes. There you shall offer your burnt offerings, and there you shall do all that I command you. Amen. So, in conclusion, we have come to the last meeting, which is on the purpose and the goal of our laboring on the good land.
Amen.
And first is to prepare Christ as the different spiritual offerings, because it's required by God.
Amen.
Because God asked us to do this.
Amen.
Right. This is very clear, right? What the Father desires, we should offer.
Right.
And there's really no argument about this,
right,
whether we should do it or not.
Yeah.
You shall do all that I command you.
Amen.
The Father has spoken very clearly, and we all need to rise up to meet his need.
Yeah.
Amen. And we need to bring the first fruits.
Amen.
We need to bring the firstborn of all the cattle, the tithes. They all need to be brought to Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, as we have seen, to worship the Father at the appointed time of the feast.
Amen.
And for us, it is the Lord's table.
Right.
Once a week, we need to bring all that we enjoy to the table meeting to offer to the Father.
Amen.
For his enjoyment. And this is the Father's divine, sovereign arrangement.
Not somebody's strategy.
No, it's not man's strategy. None of us are so smart enough to be able to think of such a wonderful thing that meets every need. Only God the Father. And not only then is the Father satisfied, but all of us as brothers and sisters, we will be nourished. We will be fed.
Amen.
And so this is marvelous.
Amen.
In the proper church life, there is food.
Right.
Whenever hungry, seeking ones come in, they can taste, they can sense there is life here. There is the supply. And this needs to be our case here. And may the Lord help us all to labor.
Amen.
And as we are being nourished by all these wonderful enjoyment of Christ, then we will grow and we will become mature in life.
Amen.
It is really important for us, as it was shared in the last meeting, that we continue to labor, continue to add, and continue to grow.
Right.
The day we stop learning and laboring is the day we die.
Yeah.
We need to use our mind, and we need to be transformed. And I see this a lot with a lot of the elderly patients that I see. If they are not exercising, using their mind, eventually they will lose it.
Right. And it's really a picture for us to continue to grow and to mature in life.
Amen.
Paul says in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 1 and 2, "And I, brethren, could not speak to you as to spiritual people, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you were not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able." This is not good.
Right? No, it's not good.
When you are grown, like your age, and you can still only drink milk and not solid food, then there is something wrong. And so Paul is saying to the Corinthian believers, how come you're still babes? This is not good. Yeah, we need to grow. And let's also turn to Ephesians chapter 4. And let's read these verses.
Right.
Ephesians chapter 4, verses 13 to 16. Is very clear, and let these words speak to us. Ephesians 4:13.
Till
we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro, and carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, in cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, by speaking the truth in love, may grow up in all things into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and knit together by what every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love.
Amen.
These verses are speaking to all of us, right? Till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the full knowledge of the Son of God. This is the good land that we have seen. And we need to continue to grow so that we would have a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Amen.
And if we are doing so, then we will not be children tossed to and fro.
Right.
This is really important that we all need to grow up into Christ as our head.
Amen.
And if we would do this daily, then we will not only experience Christ as the first fruit, but we ourselves will then become the first fruits for God's enjoyment.
Amen.
This is not only logical, it's so reasonable, and it makes perfect sense. The Father's divine arrangement.
Amen.
Yes, the Father is so happy to have Christ as the first fruits for His enjoyment. But He not only wants Christ, He wants Christ to be experienced by all of us.
Amen.
So that all of us can become the first fruits. Right?
Yes.
And as we share what we've been sharing, it's really in the entire scripture. Let's turn now to the last book, Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14. Let's read from the first five verses. Amen.
Then I looked, and behold, a lamb standing on Mount Zion, and with him 144,000. Having his father's name written on their foreheads. And I heard a voice from heaven, like the voice of many waters, and like the voice of loud thunders,
and I heard the sound of harpists playing their harps. They sang, as it were, a new song before the throne, before the four living creatures,
and the elders, and no one could learn that song,
except the 144,000 who were redeemed from the earth. These are the ones who were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. And these are the ones who follow the Lamb wherever he goes. These were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb. And in their mouth was found no deceit, for they are without fault before the throne of God.
Amen.
Amen.
When John saw the vision and said, these were redeemed from among men, being first fruits to God and to the Lamb, I'm sure he had the good land in mind, and all the offerings and all the feasts. It's here.
Right.
We need to be first fruits to God. And when he says to have the Father's name written on their foreheads, what else can we say? We need to do what the Father wants.
Amen.
The first fruits are to satisfy the Father.
Yes.
This is, if daily we are laboring to gain Christ as our offerings, to satisfy the Father, every day there is something of the Father that's been written. This, of course, is not literal, right? We don't take these verses literally. But if we are always considering, Father, what is it that you want? Well, how can I satisfy you? How can I glorify you? Wow. Then this would be the best way to be the first fruits.
Amen.
Yeah. And if we would do this, we will be ripened and we will be harvested as the first fruits to God when the Lord will come in his second coming. And then lastly, this is a way that we could be qualified to rule with Christ in the coming millennial kingdom.
Amen.
We already read those verses in 2 Peter. A rich entrance will be supplied to you in the kingdom. And this is how we could be prepared. Revelation 1, verses 5 and 6 tells us that from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us, washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests.
Amen.
To his God and Father.
Amen.
To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. So, as believers, we are not saved just to go to heaven.
No.
No, we are saved to be made kings and then also priests. Now, if we don't know how to prepare the offerings, how can we be priests?
Right.
And what are we going to do in that day when we are with the Lord?
Nothing.
That cannot be. Right. How can you be a priest who doesn't know how to do the priestly service? Yeah, this is so reasonable and scriptural. So today, we are being trained how to be a priest. And daily, we need to learn. And we all desire to be expert priests. Cutting things in a proper way. Throwing away what needs to be thrown away. Offering up what needs to be offered up. So many things, we cannot do the wrong thing, right? In the burnt offering, we cannot, throw away the good stuff. Right? We have to learn. We have to be trained. And then this will help us to be qualified. Amen. Lastly, in Revelation 20, verse 6, it says, "Blessed and holy is he who has part in the first resurrection. Over such the second death has no power, but they shall be priests of God and of Christ, and shall reign with him 1,000 years. Yes, in 1,000 years we shall be the priests of God. This is a wonderful calling, right? What are we today? Yes, we are called to be priests. Yes. Yes, the Lord desires such a wonderful priesthood. Yes. So may we all learn to experience the Lord daily so that we may reach the goal. Finally, in Revelation 22, verses 13 and 14, the Lord says, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. Blessed are those who do his commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may enter through the gates into the city." These days, we all need to experience Christ, not only as our Alpha, but also as our Omega. Right? Not only as the beginning, but also the end. Not only as the first, but also the last. May the Lord bring all the saints and all the churches into completion, that we may all reach the goal. And he says, "Blessed are those who do his commandments." Amen. Amen. May the Lord have mercy on all of us, that we will take the Lord's word in a serious way. Right? We cannot be lazy Christians because there is a lot of things we need to do. Right? And by the Lord's mercy and by the Spirit that's within us as the anointing, he will teach us. Yes. And the goal that we all have is to satisfy the Father.
Amen.
Ultimately, is really fulfillment of the Lord's Prayer. Amen. Father, hallowed be your name.
Amen.
Your kingdom come, your will be done.
Amen.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
This is also our prayer. We, for the Father's purpose, all of us have forsaken our own needs, our individual needs, and we first and foremost ask, "Father, what is it that you need?" And we are willing to be your priest to come and satisfy you. May the Lord help us.
Amen.
Amen. That all of us can learn to really practice and labor on the good land.
Amen.
The Lord may perfect his work in all the churches. And we really thank the Father for opening such a wonderful purpose to us.
Amen.
So glorious, right? And as it has been shared, we need to go from glory to glory.
Amen.
It's good to be in glory, but then there is more glory.
Right.
Right? So yes. As we behold and reflect the Lord, may we be transformed, and may the Lord bring us from
glory.
One stage of glory to a higher stage of glory.
Amen.
Praise the Father.
Praise
Amen.
Glory to glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us read verse 7 also, huh? 22, verse 7.
Amen.
Oh, well, 6 and 7.
Amen. Then he said to me, "These words are faithful and true, and the Lord God of the holy prophets sent his angels to show his servants like things that must shortly take place. Behold, I am coming quickly.
Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
Yes.
Amen.
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 Oh, Lord,
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for your words.
Amen.
That are faithful and true.
Amen.
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 Yes,
Amen.
These words are faithful and true.
Amen. Amen.
May we follow your words.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Behold, I am coming quickly.
Amen. Amen.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, you are coming quickly.
Amen.
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 Blessed is he who keeps the words of the prophecy of this book.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
May we learn obedience.
Amen.
Amen.
Want to be those who keep the words of the prophecy of this book.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Pray we would have a firm understanding of the prophecies of this book.
Amen.
Lord, that we would have an increase in understanding.
Yes.
We may keep your word.
Amen.
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 Yes, and may our love for the Father also increase.
Yeah.
We keep his word.
Amen.
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 Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, especially today.
Yes.
At the end of this age.
That's
Amen.
Right.
When you're coming soon.
Amen.
We want to keep the words of the prophecy of this book.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. Pray that all these things must shortly take place.
Amen.
Blessed are those who do his commandments.
Amen.
That they may have the right to the tree of life.
Amen.
And enter through the gates into the city.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Right.
Blessed are those who do his commandments.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Three times the Lord said here, Behold, I come quickly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Verse 7, verse 12, and verse 20.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Even so.
Yeah.
Come Lord Jesus.
Amen.
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 Oh Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
All of these five things that the Lord has shown us, like the chart says, right? Firstly, the good land, you may see. Then in the good land, God chose Jerusalem.
Yes.
Right.
Then he told his people to bring the offering.
Amen.
Which comes out of our laboring in the good land.
Right.
And then you can really see when God also appointed the time.
Amen.
The time of the feasts.
Yes.
The feasts are very important.
Amen.
And then the priesthood.
Yes.
Because without a priesthood, who is going to offer up all these offerings to the Father? That shows us that all of these things are interrelated.
Yes.
It's five in one.
Yeah.
And that one, which is the goal, the purpose, is for us to worship God.
Amen.
God is the supreme being for us to worship. The church is not for you just to sit here and listen to a message and sing a few songs, say a few prayers, and go home. No, it is the house of the living God.
Amen.
It is the heavenly Jerusalem
Amen.
Today.
Yes.
For us to worship God, not for you just to enjoy and have fellowship, but God must be satisfied first.
Yes.
Don't think it is a strange thing to offer sacrifices. From Genesis all the way to Malachi. Even throughout the New Testament.
Yeah.
You can really see with Abel
and
Cain.
Yes.
What did they do?
Offering.
They offer sacrifice. That's even before the law was given.
Yeah, that's right.
Right, even before Leviticus. Isn't it true? So offering is not just the law. It was prescribed by God ever since man was fallen. And even God himself offered up a lamb.
Yeah.
And out of that lamb, using the skin, out of the animal, God used the skin to make a covering. Which is very similar to what? To the burnt offering.
Yes, the skin.
This is nothing new.
Yes.
It's very ancient.
Yes.
It's not just somebody's strategy. It is God's plan and purpose.
Right.
Don't you believe that? Yes. And then at the end in Malachi, God says to his people, "You robbed me. You're a highway robber." Then God's people ask him, "When did we rob you?" What did God say? "By not bringing me my offering. You robbed me. And what you brought are just blind lamb, and one leg was gone, and no tail, and no ears, and sick lamb. You want to bring such offerings to God? You think God accepts everything? You are right. God knows what offering you are bringing. Yeah.
He does.
Of course he does. But I'm afraid you don't. The problem is not whether God knows or not. The problem is you don't know what to bring to God.
Yes.
That is the problem.
Yes.
The problem is not that God doesn't know what you are bringing. The problem is you don't know what you are bringing. That is the problem. Sorry. Every word I said seems to contradict what you say. But instead of getting mad, you should really examine yourself. Right? Be reasonable. Be reasonable. Offering of sacrifices. Oh, God did it, the first one, to help Adam and Eve. Then Cain brought something that God didn't want and was rejected. Abel brought the right offering. And then you can see Noah's offered, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and of course God's people. And then throughout everything, and the Lord offered himself as sacrifices. And today we are the priests, and what do? We also offer, like Peter said, spiritual sacrifices to the Father. And what are these spiritual sacrifices? You better go back to Leviticus and find out what they are. Isn't that reasonable? Is it hard to understand? Do you understand? Very clearly? It's wonderful. So, what's the trouble? You are the trouble. Nobody else is making any trouble. Don't make trouble for yourself. Many times trouble just comes from ourselves. We are troublemakers. And not making trouble for others, you make trouble for yourselves. So at the end, what happened? Well, judgment. So you can really see all of these wonderful things. The good land. And in the good land you have Jerusalem. And then you have to labor. And the priesthood.
Yes.
And then the offerings. And then the feast. All of these things, you take them away from the five book of Moses, what do you have there? What's that? 泰国说啊, 摩西无经, 1,2,3,4,5 变成是无经了 没有了 变成无经了 无经变成无经 If you take away all these things from the five book of Moses, what do you have?
zero. In the Chinese, it's ling. Ling ling means zero, but it also means spirit. So it depends on what ling you're talking about. My heart is broken. Be reasonable. We all have to be reasonable. See what God wants. And that is why this last chart here is very wonderful. The top of the chart is God. Because the church life is for God's satisfaction. That is primary. You know, very, very ironical, because many years ago, there somewhere in nearby, somebody gave a conference called the Reconsidering Our Vision. And one sentence that was said was, before our vision was Christ and the church. And they said that was wrong. Because it's only Christ. If you add something else, Christ and the church, pretty soon you're going to make the church more important than Christ. At that time, I was laughing. I said, I never consider my body to be above my head, oh my goodness, unless I make a handstand. But how long can you stand on your head? At most, a few minutes. Not even, right? Not even. So, who is always above, the head or the body? How come today people make the body above the head? Doesn't matter what is right and wrong, as long as we keep the oneness of the body. You have you asked the head whether that's what he wants? So many years ago, when they sent me the, those, you know, you remember you sent me the transcript of those messages, I was just laughing. I said, I don't think it's possible to make the body above the head, have you? Do you want to make your body above your head? Change it around? No? Impossible, right? But, you know, nothing is impossible. Now I'm seeing people is putting the body above the head. Yeah. Or to have a headless body. Which is more important now in the church life? The Father or the church? Isn't it written that a wife should submit to the husband in everything, just like the church submits to Christ? You think the Christ should submit to the church? Who is the head over all things? The elders? Christ. Christ. We all do well to listen to Christ. I never thought it was possible. But it was possible. I always thought, only with God all things are possible. No, I believe all things are possible. With the flesh too, all things are possible. In the negative things, all things are possible. I always thought, only God can make something out of nothing. And now I believe all men can also make something out of nothing. There's absolutely nothing and it becomes something. Who made it? Man. 实无变有, 明明是没有它变成有, 那怎么办? You make something out of nothing. Don't do that. Only God can do it. Only God can do it. Don't be so capable to make something out of nothing. No. Right. So, may the Lord show all of us the importance of all of this as a whole picture. Not just as individual point. Years ago, yes, you see this as individual point and not so clearly. But today, God opened our eyes to see all of these points are interrelated so that God's purpose will be fulfilled.
Amen.
That He, as the Supreme Being, will get a true worship. And we will be the priests to satisfy Him.
Amen.
And then the Lord will gain a kingdom to rule over all the nations. And we will be the priests and the kings to rule with Him. And you have to realize in the whole Bible, the kings, the ministry of the priests and the king in our Lord Jesus Christ is not joined together as one. That is in Zechariah chapter 6. In case you don't know. That's why today our Lord is both the king and the priest.
Amen.
He is a kingly priest. According to the order of Melchizedek, he is the king of peace and the king of righteousness and the great high priest as well. Isn't it clear? Is it my strategy? It's his strategy. He is the best strategist. He's the only strategist to carry out God's divine purpose in this universe. You think the Lord Jesus just did things at random? God has no plan? Why you talk about God's eternal purpose if there's no strategy? The word purpose itself means what? A plan. And a plan means what? Strategy. What's wrong with strategy? When you go to college, don't you have a strategy?
Of course.
Oh, you better have it.
Have a game plan.
Right? What is your strategy? Work hard. Planned out your courses every semester and make sure you graduate in 4 years. That's a good strategy.
Yeah.
And if possible, in 3. Now you have to work even harder. Wow, you're a great strategist. Ha ha ha. Yeah, we're going ha 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 again. Oh my goodness. What's wrong with that? To let alone the fact that it's not our strategy, it is the divine strategy. Oh, you might say, I know John, so he knows how to tear things apart. I don't tear things apart. I put things together. By the Lord's grace and mercy. Oh, no, these points, you cannot tear them apart. You must bring them together and to fulfill God's purpose. May we all learn together.
Amen.
Let us all learn together. Forget about the past. Drop it. Drop all the problems. Whoever created the problems, doesn't matter. Let's drop it. Let us all go on.
Amen.
That's the whole point, isn't it? The Lord is coming. What are we arguing about these offerings? Right? Laboring on a good land. Oh, you're putting pressure to labor. The word labor itself.
Yeah. Involves pressure. It involves pressure.
What are you going to do? A Christian life without any pressure. You think so? You look at the Bible, look at the book of Acts. Nobody has any pressure. The book of Acts, isn't it full of pressure? Oh, the apostles went through all kinds of pressure. It's the worst pressure. And then it's written, he who lives godly, in a godly way, oh, will be so blessed and go to sleep in peace.
Suffer persecution.
What?
Suffer persecution.
You better not live in a godly way, because there's too much pressure. You're going to suffer. So, two, don't try to be so godly, okay? Don't be godly. Otherwise, there's too much pressure from surrounding your boss, your colleagues, even your wife put pressure on you. Don't live a godly life. If you don't want pressure, don't live a godly life. What does the Lord say? What did Paul say? We do nothing with him, then we'll reign with him. Is that what he says?
No.
What does Paul say? If you suffer with him, then you will also reign with him. No pressure. What about denying your soul life? If you want to follow me, just jump into the bandwagon.
Come on board.
Paul says we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom. No pressure. And you want to tell the young people you just slide into the kingdom with your roller skate, your skateboard. Slide and roll into the kingdom. Ah, wonderful. Is that how you get into the kingdom? Surf into the kingdom. Surf into the kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? You're going to teach the young people that? You must have a different Bible than mine. You have a different Bible? You sure? What version? No pressure version. The free version. The surfing version. No. All of this tells us, out of Egypt, there was no pressure. When they were in the wilderness, no pressure. And then just at the border, they send some spies in there and come, they're all crying. Why? They're so giant. No pressure. And you just will slide into Canaan without war and fighting. No. Every step of their life is full of pressure. Why you tell people no pressure? Be reasonable. May the Lord help all of us, especially the younger generation. If your parents train you to have no pressure, they are not helping you. They are ruining you. Right. So may the Lord help us.
Amen.
May the Lord prevent us from spoiling our young people.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.